All right, so I was perusing around, and I happened to see this from Legionnaires and grabbed this, so I'm just going to read it straight how they have it on here, and I thought it was really perfect for today. So it starts out Ephesians 4:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Given the biblical doctrine of the Trinity, we know that each person of the triune Godhead delights in that which the other persons are doing. There is a mutual indwelling among the persons of the Godhead, the Father and the Son and the Spirit, the Son and the Father and the Spirit, and the Spirit and the Father and the Son. To put on Christ, then, is to put on the Father and the Spirit as well. And living out this new life in Christ according to the pattern he gives us pleases our triune Creator. On the other hand, violating that standard gives the disciples of Jesus, given to the disciples of Jesus, not only grieves the Son of God, but also the Father and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul makes this clear in the point where I just read Ephesians 4:30, when he warns us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. When we sin, the Holy Spirit experiences grief in the manner appropriate to his deity. What's that mean? So he cannot stand the presence of sin and hates it when we, his dwelling place, entertains transgressions. And this is what Joe Magalette will be preaching on today. Yet even though the reality of his grief proves the Spirit's personhood, his grief is not exactly the same as ours. The Spirit cannot be paralyzed by grief, and his grief is always holy, always undefiled by sin, The Spirit cannot be paralyzed by grief, and his grief is always holy, undefiled by sin, ungodly jealousy, and all the other flaws that often attend our sorrow. His grief ultimately is a mystery. Now, John Calvin comments, he says, no language can adequately express this solemn truth that the Holy Spirit rejoices and is glad on our account when we are obedient to him in all things. And neither think nor speak anything but what is pure and holy, and on the other hand, is grieved when we admit anything into our minds that is unworthy of our calling. God's Spirit is especially sensitive to sin because of his close relationship with us. Those who have been saved and defined as the Lord's people, the Spirit seals us for the day of redemption. He dwells within us when we trust in Christ, marking us as the people of God who will be spared divine wrath on Judgment Day. But the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, we are increasingly conformed to our Savior's image and return to a pattern of life holy, and a return to the life of a holy dominated by sin is impossible for those who are in the Spirit, because he has sealed us. Now still, even Christians may fall into significant sin which grieves the Spirit, introducing a distance between him and us. And the last part is Coram Deo. It's how we live before the face of God. And it's just as we experience the joy of restoration upon repentance, so we make amends for grieving the Spirit when we turn from our sin and seek to do his will. When we sense a distancing in our relationship to God, it is wise to ask ourselves if we are engaged in some persistent, impenitent sin that brings the Spirit grief. He may withdraw for a time that we might recognize that our sin has grieved him and that we need to deal with it. So we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and that's why repentance is important. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that helps sanctify us and lead us into the way we go. Lord, that when we stray, Lord, we ask repentance. Lord, we ask that you cleanse us and remove the stain of sin from us and conform us into the image of your Son. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.